The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it is 8:40 on this Tuesday, which feels an awful lot like a Monday after our three-day Memorial Day weekend. And if you're experiencing career burnout, it may be a very difficult day for you to try and get back into the routine, get back to work. There is a cure for that. Joining us right now is the burnout coach, as she calls herself. Amy Mongeta is on the line with us right now with her new book, which is designed to help people break free from burnout. She's with us right now. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us this morning. The path to break free from burnout. Let's talk about this, but let's first talk about what burnout really is. I mean, is it just being a little tired at the end of your day, or just really dreading going to work? What is burnout?
I think it's funny because burnout can be both of those things, but truly we use burnout right now as a buzzword. You know, folks are just like, I'm burnt out, but usually when we say the term I'm burnt out, it's usually a big cry for that a change is needed in our lives. It's usually, we have five stages of actual burnout, but usually in the second stage, we see the onset of stress like coming in one facet of our life, usually career. And when we say we're burned out, we usually need to stop and self-examine, like, what are the stress triggers that are coming in and making you feel that way? But oftentimes we don't. And we move down those stages of burnout where we hit chronic stress and then the onset of burnout and then chronic burnout. And so with these, we often see exhaustion, isolation. Folks tend to have escape fantasies where they like want to run away, or they start saying things like, I feel stuck. I can't get out of this career or this job or this rut. We also see irritability, and then we see health issues and freedom. And so as we progress from that moment where we might express, I'm burned out, if we don't address the change, we start to see these sort of become all-consuming in our lives. And it can get very, very serious. I know for me in my burnout story, I actually lost hearing in my left ear due to the inflammation in my body. So it can get very serious.
Boy, I guess it can. I mean, that's why you're passionate about this, because it happened to you. Tell us a little bit more about your burnout story.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, I bought into our current hustle culture ideology, right, where go-getters can get what they want when they simply work a little harder, prove our worth in our careers, and almost strip boundaries from our lives. And so I spent 4.5 years in an email marketing agency where I was serving my clients. I was not protecting my time, my energy, and I certainly wasn't putting myself first. And I had a bunch of signs where my body was screaming that you need to pay attention. Inflammation, autoimmune that I'd never had before, but I just assume, oh, you know, this is just something with age. I had extreme exhaustion, but as I got into last year, I started to really start to isolate and experience extreme depression, and these health issues kept getting worse, and then one day on my run, my ear popped, and totally got sudden hearing loss right on the spot, and when I went to the doctor, my inflammation was 4 times what it should be in the body, and that's when my doctor actually said to me, Amy, you have got to manage your stress and slow down. And so I actually wrote the book in an effort to heal myself, which I was able to sort of document it. And now I'm so grateful to be able to help others, because I don't want other folks reaching rock bottom like I did.
Boy, absolutely. So much has changed in the workplace in the last few years. Obviously, a lot of it precipitated by the pandemic. But, I mean, we're just experiencing this huge cultural change with work. Is that increasing or decreasing burnout?
It is certainly increasing burnout. I have spent a lot of time in organizations over the last few months, and this idea that companies have sort of baked it into their cultures, making employees feel like sort of they owe it to the company to go above and beyond, it's sort of like preying on overachievers. And the fact that We do have the ability to work remotely, which is a blessing with flexibility, especially if you've got children and whatnot. We sort of have not allowed ourselves to have that 9-to-5 boundary system that we used to have back in the day, right? Where we could come to work and we could leave work. Now, folks are working 7-to-7, 7-to-8. Some folks have 2 full-time jobs right now. So it is just exacerbated from the pandemic, where folks are just literally boundaryless, working in this grind, rising grind mentality to continue to reach goals, and they're thriving off of like productivity measures. But to your point, I do think companies are making this worse. Instead of doing a performance review based off what I was hired for, we're praising things like so-and-so worked until 11 p.m. Thank you so much for doing that. And we're just baking that into cultures, which is only making other overachievers have toxic habits.
Talking with the burnout coach, Amy Mongeta, her new book is The Path to Break Free from Burnout. So if somebody is listening and say and recognizing themselves in what we're talking about, saying, oh, yeah, that's definitely me. I'm there. I need help. I need this book. I need to connect with Amy. But what are some steps that they can take right away just to try to release themselves from this sense of burnout?
Yeah, so by a very unpopular opinion, a lot of times burnout stems from the choices we're actually making. So I always start with taking control back. It's really important that somebody who recognizes these sort of symptoms and signs, and they're like, I'm definitely burnt out, they need to take a week to self-examine these stress triggers in their life. What is causing that fight or flight response? And they need to write those down. A really easy way to do this is if you come home and you start to complain to your partner, write those down. Those are likely things present that are causing you to feel stressed out. Once you have that list, you then start to ask yourself, what do I have in my control when I look at these stress triggers? And oftentimes it's something simple like, my boss, every time I wake up in the morning, I get 4 more meetings on my calendar. Well, that's a boundary you can put in place then to say, I'm going to go block my calendar and I'm going to leave intentional white space for meetings to be booked. And if somebody booked over my blocked time, I have to have then a communication plan in place where I can say, I'm sorry, here's some alternate time. So it's getting our control back, the most important and most important step. And it does take some time to do that. The other thing I would say is really starting to analyze your current lifestyle. We can actually live in a lifestyle that actually helps us be resilient to stress, but we have to look at our self-care pillars. So can you ask yourself, how's your sleep then? Maybe you're struggling to sleep, so that could be something you focus on. Perhaps you aren't eating properly because you're at your computer all day and you've missed all of your meals. These sort of imbalances in our self-care can only cause stress to get worse, which is going to aid in the burnout syndrome. And so looking at the self-care pillars is really, really important, starting to identify where you're out of balance. And then making those small improvements just to get a little bit stronger. And I promise, folks, once you start getting these self-care pillars a little bit more in balance, you're just going to feel so much stronger. So I'd say start there. And then, of course, I've got this detailed plan in my book that can help so many people if you're struggling out there.
The book is The Path to Break Free from Burnout by the Burnout Coach, Amy Mongeta. Where can people connect with you? Obviously, they can buy books where they buy books, but how else can they find you online?
Absolutely. They can reach my website at amymongeta.com. That's M-A-N-G-U-E-I-R-A. And then I am very active on Instagram at Project Amy. So if folks want to come on there, I'm always offering burnout kits and links to workshops and things like that.
All right. Sounds good. Amy, great talking to you. I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.